he spent his last night singing The Melody of Maundy Thursday by Brian Tabb. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Psalm chapter 118, verse 6. Songs prepared him to die. On Thursday, the night before Jesus was crucified, he ate a holy meal and sang a holy song with his friends. It was the first day of unleavened bread when they sacrificed the Passover lamb. Mark chapter 14, verse 12. So Jesus and his disciples did what they always did on Passover Eve. They ate roasted lamb, bitter herbs, and unleavened bread. They drank wine. They prayed and sang according to the Jewish tradition. But Jesus wasn't going through the motions on this Thursday night. He was finishing his mission, preparing the last lamb for slaughter. Jesus and his disciples sang a hymn before leaving the upper room for the Mount of Olives, Matthew chapter 26, verse 30, and Mark chapter 14, verse 26. The chosen hymn for this holy moment was likely one of the Hallel Psalms, Psalms chapter 113 through chapter 118, which the Jews customarily sang to conclude the Passover celebration. They likely sang in two parts. The leader, Jesus, recited the lines, and his followers responded with the refrain, "Praise the Lord! Hallelujah!" Lyrics prepared him to die. Several days before, Jesus cited the last Hallel Psalm to make the point of his parable crystal clear. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Mark chapter 12, verses 10 and 11, and Psalm chapter 118, verses 22 and 23. He had set his face like flint for Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets. He had warned his followers that he would be rejected by the religious leaders, then killed. Mark chapter 8, verse 31. He predicted that one of the trusted 12 would betray him. Then he roused his drowsy friends and readied to receive Judas's kiss. Mark chapter 14, verses 18 and 42. The Psalms served as the script of this holy story, and Jesus knew his part. He was David's son and David's Lord, the chosen cornerstone of the Lord's true temple. Psalm chapter 110, verse 1, and chapter 118, verse 22. The Psalms also were the soundtrack for Jesus' soul as he prepared for desertion, denial, denigration, and death. Here are four melody lines from the music of Maundy Thursday. Jesus, bless the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Psalm chapter 113, verse 2. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Psalm chapter 115, verse 18. Jesus did not offer fair weather praise. He continued to bless his Father as he readied for rejection. Praise prepared him for Judas's betrayal, for Peter's denial, for the witnesses' lies, for the mob's mocking. Praise prepared him to enter the darkness and bear the cross alone. The Son sang what was true, right, and good, even though falsehood, injustice, and evil seemed to have the upper hand. The Psalms of praise anchored Jesus' soul and propelled him forward to finish his mission. Jesus looked forward to life after death. You have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Psalm chapter 116, verses 8 and 9. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Psalm chapter 116, verse 15. The Psalms reminded Jesus not only that his righteous death was precious to his Father, but also that death would not have the last word. While the psalmist expected deliverance from death's doorsteps, Jesus knew that he must experience death's very depths to defeat it forever. Death could not hold the author of life. He would take up his cross on Friday, confident that he would walk out of the tomb on Sunday. God did not preserve the Son from death, but through death into the land of the living. Jesus lifted his cup. I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Psalm chapter 116, verses 13 and 14. On Thursday evening, Jesus took a cup, gave thanks, and invited his disciples to partake of the wine, representing his blood. Then, in Gethsemane, Jesus pleaded with his Father to remove this cup, the cup of God's wrath, Isaiah chapter 51, verse 17, and Psalm chapter 75, verse 8. Yet he submitted to God's will. Jesus' cup held a strange brew, wrath and redemption, forsakenness and forgiveness, bitterness and blessing. The obedient Son kept his vows and willingly drank the cup the Father gave him. He laid down his life to lift up the cup of salvation for us. Jesus embraced God's help and expected ultimate triumph. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is on my side as my helper. I shall look in triumph on those who hate me. Psalm chapter 118, verses 6 and 7. The Psalms reminded Jesus that God was with him and that he need fear no man, not the powerful governor, the mocking priests, the brutal soldiers, or the gawking crowd. What can man do to me? They can malign and murder, but they cannot frustrate God's plans. Jesus did not defend himself against the lies and lashes because he embraced his mission and awaited his vindication. He did not seek revenge, but prayed for his persecutors and committed himself into his Father's hands. While his opponents gladly tried to finish him off, Jesus fulfilled the scriptures and declared, "It is finished." John chapter 19, verse 28. The Psalms of Praise served as the music of Maundy Thursday. The Son blessed his Lord even in his darkest hours. He looked forward to life after death. He lifted the cup of salvation and kept his vows. He embraced God's help and expected ultimate triumph. These scriptural songs strengthened our Savior to endure Friday's cross and to await Sunday's triumph.